Welcome to the Film and the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5 to 6 British Summer Time. And I think the main thing to talk about here today is the Wall Street leash effect, which is usually something we talk about in the big picture long-term audio on Fridays, but it is certainly becoming relevant right now. The reason for this is because while we still have, fairly well intact uptrends, particularly in Europe and in some other markets, notably in South America, that we are seeing a pronounced loss of momentum in the US. The Dow Jones today is down 54 points, that's about 0.5%. S&P is down 5, that's off the lows a bit, and the Nasdaq's down 7. Now, while these sort of numbers are nothing to write home about, but if you look at the patterns, and you'll see those in the chart library, what we are seeing is sort of a rounding around. Particularly, you'll see that in the Dow Jones, where you're starting to get these lower highs coming in and lower lows as well. And it's starting to look very much like an inverted saucer, sort of a banana shape upside down coming. And that's really quite bearish. It's looking like what we would call a rounding top. The reason I mentioned the Wall Street leash effect is because when Wall Street is steady to rising, what we have then is an environment where an expansionary environment in short. So that leaves out the leash and allows other markets, particularly emerging markets, to move up quite nicely on a high beta basis, where they will go up really quite well as long as Wall Street is steady to rising. But as soon as Wall Street starts falling, that is going to pull that leash right back in, and it's going to really take the wind out of a lot of sails. And the markets that went up the most are the ones that are likely to come down the fastest. Europe has really been the leader, and today we saw that, say, the CAC was down over 1%. The S&P MIB was down 300 points, that's nearly 1% as well. Those were probably the two of the two laggards on the day. The OMX and that's Stockholm and the Swiss market were also down about 0.9 of 1%. So we are seeing a definite loss of momentum in Europe. In Asia, the Nikkei was not able to maintain the gains. It did close up on the day. That's about 20 points, but there was certainly a little bit of a change there today, and the Hang Seng was down over 1.5%, down 244 points. That's the fourth dynamic in 4 days. Sorry, the second dynamic in 4 days, excuse me. So that's another warning shot across the bow there, and I'm quite glad to be out of the Hang Seng. I am still in the Nikkei, and I'm watching it very closely, because with the action that we're seeing globally, it wouldn't be a bit surprising that if we saw a little bit of the unwinding of this overbought condition we saw in the Nikkei. I've got a very loose stop there, and I don't have a big position, so I'm quite happy to stick with it for the moment, but if I see a downward dynamic, I'll be reevaluating. So, with stock markets in this sort of what I would consider a very much a risky situation, there are a couple of other features to sort of keep an eye on. The first is oil. Oil is currently down 5 cents. It's at 65.60. So oil pretty steady. It hasn't really recovered from that downward dynamic we saw last week. And it's taken it over 3 days now to get up to where it was before that downward dynamic. So that's a little bit of a warning there that maybe we've seen the best of the gains in oil. Natural gas is up 10 at the moment. It's at 9.67. That was really what was looking like a huge dynamic on Friday, but it wasn't able to hold it. But natural gas is looking much steadier than the oil price. There's definitely resistance there at $10. Touched it within half a cent of touching it earlier on today, but was not able to hold that gain. So energy does look like it's had the best of its run so far, but natural gas could surprise on the upside, just given that the upper dynamics we've seen. Now, next one would be the dollar, and euro right now is flat. It's been up and down on the day. The Japanese yen is at 109.76, down 3 points. But again, that's been up and down. So the dollar has been waning and strengthening pretty much all day here. It's currently sitting at 88.14 on the dollar index. So a little bit of support there at 88. That was a bit of resistance on the way down. Support right now. So, oh, sorry, it was resistance on the way up. It's a bit of support right now. So we will see what is going to happen here. We definitely have a lower high right now, given yesterday's close. If that lower high is broken, we might very well go up and test 90 again, but I suspect that this is the beginning of a little bit of a period of dollar weakness. So we'll see how that one goes. Leading into that would be how is gold doing right now? And there does seem to be a little bit of resistance here around 440. It's gone up and tested the same level the last 3 days and hasn't been able to maintain it. And it's currently sitting at 439.15. That's up 95 on the 95 cents on the day. So there's definitely a little bit of a consolidation. Well, what we've seen here is a retracement in gold, and we're seeing a little bit of resistance here at 440. I'm unwilling to call which way it's going to go. It could go either way, all depending on which way, or more or less when the dollar decides to come back down. So I'm staying well clear of gold. I was rather surprised with silver today because that had really quite a bad day. It was down, it's down 10 cents even right now. And just looking at this silver pattern, it looks like, I suppose, what you would call a falling wedge. There's a lot of support right there under seven, horizontal support, but you are getting these progression of lower, major lower, low, low, excuse me, lower highs. So that's potentially quite bearish for perhaps a breakout on the downside. So silver is starting to look dangerous, but we'll see which way that one goes. And treasuries had been consolidating for the last 3 or 4 days. They're up 12 at the moment, so that's above that bit of a range. It's at 116.20. As I said before, these are going to be a very nice looking short when they're up around 118, 120. We're not right there. We're middle of the range. It does look like it's going up though. Bunds, on the other hand, have rallied up really quite a bit faster than treasuries. And they're very close to the top of the range now. The highs were at 124, we're at 123 and a quarter right now. So I'm not sure how much potential upside there is there. And this is probably coming into a bit of a selling range right now. JGBs had a pretty big downward dynamic yesterday, but since then they've rallied up a bit. There was support at 138, and it's found support 4 times since the beginning of the month at 138. So they're very bottom of the range, and they're having a lot of difficulty rallying. I think if there's anything to place your bets on, it's probably going to be the Bund on the downside right now. But that's pretty much it for me. If there's oh, that is not it for me. I wanted to have a quick word about cocoa. Because the last couple of days I've been looking at the American cocoa contract, and that's around 1,410 right now. It's down 3, and it's looking a little bit dodgy because you have those lower lows. You haven't it hasn't broken this progression of lower highs at all yet, and there's no great dynamics. But I had a look at the London contract, and on December cocoa in London, it's currently at 826. You had a beautiful upward dynamic from support just under 800, and that was 4 days ago. And what you can only really call modest follow through right now, but it has held those gains. So that's a much better signal on cocoa. And if I pull up the, I'm just going to pull up the longer term chart just to see where it is in a historical basis. And that's generally what we would do to start out with. But 800, there's a lot of support there around 800. So I'm thinking about opening a position in cocoa. I want to see what it does tomorrow to see if these levels hold. But that's something I'm definitely thinking about doing. But that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything at all that we can help you out with or any way we can improve the service, please don't hesitate to contact me, and thank you very much for your time.